Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John, great article. It really impressed me, making me rethink flying for our next trip. Thanks for interviewing the writer. Well, there you go. John just heard the same story almost from one of my best friends who went to Florida and ended up driving home. It was a nightmare. They had two little kids. Well, I don't think it was a nightmare. There are people with everything they own in a bag in the other part of the world. How can you say that's a nightmare? 773 says, John, I picked my girlfriend up at the Sarasota airport via United. She had flown in from Chicago, and we spent the first 3 hours of her trip waiting for her luggage along with everyone else on the plane. That's all I'm saying. They should do a better job. I wonder if this is going to get better when staffing gets back to normal. I mean, I really believe that that's the source of a lot of our ills. Tom Fortino's on a phone line. Tom, do you travel much? Is that related? Can you relate to any of that at all?
Well, I can relate to it. Fortunately, I don't travel a lot, but I'm still hearkening back to the days, you know, those old pictures where they're rolling down the aisle carving beef and handing it to the
Yes, the passengers.
This has always been a problem.
That might have been in first class, but in steerage where I used to sit in the old days. Even then, though, it just seemed like there was a more accommodation, more expectation that you would get better service. I don't know what's happened.
This has been a problem for years. I don't think this is nothing new. Maybe a little worse now, but not nothing. There's not anything new about the airline issues we've had for years.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. You can listen to him Sunday mornings at 6:30 to talk about your wealth. But he's joining us on occasion here just to answer some questions about what's going on with the markets and the economy in general. What's the headline from your point of view today? The interest rates, inflation, the markets, what are you focusing on?
Wow, it's tough to focus on any one thing. Obviously, CPI came out today at 8.5%. So that's the big thing that we're talking about today because it was anticipated and kind of everyone was holding their breath. And then it comes out, and I mean, maybe there's a sigh of relief because now we know it's the same, you know, with any of these numbers in the market. But now we're turning on to earnings season, and so that's really going to. This is really going to. Have the impact and will tell us where we go from here.
Bob Surratt had a guest on today who said he thinks 8.5 is as high as it's going to get. That's the peak. You think so?
No, I think it could go higher. You know, it's interesting. One thing I think we can all agree on, it's not transitory. So that ship has sailed. But I think, you know, based on, you know, we've been talking about this. If you think about it, first, I think it was last summer where it was going to be transitory. Then it was peaking and it was going to come down and it just kind of keeps going out month over month. It continues to increase. It was at 7.9, if you remember, in February. Now we're sitting at 8.5. And I just don't see, you know, when you add the supply chains, when you add in the issues with the energy, when you add in the issues with Ukraine, I mean, I don't see any action out there trying to do something about it. Now, we can have discussions on the Fed. You know, that's the whole idea behind trying to squelch some of this. So is the Fed going to raise interest rates? We're really in a, we've really kind of been painted into a corner here as it relates to that, right?
Yeah. Well, if I may, so the thinking here yesterday was that the Fed should have raised interest rates more aggressively sooner rather than trying to play catch-up now because that gets you on the road to a recession. What's your thought about that? And also this, Tom, let me pause and we'll come back with your answers. But also on Bob Surratt's show this morning, his guest felt that the markets are actually weathering this storm pretty well. We're down 5 or 6%, not 10 or 20%, and he feels that the earnings or the wellness of these companies are sufficiently good that the situation isn't as bad as you would think. Bob asked if he was surprised how well the markets are doing, and he said, yeah, that's because the companies are actually in a pretty good position. We're spending some time here with our friend Tom Fortino, the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. I threw a couple questions at you before we paused there, Tom. What do you think about the general wellness of companies and the fact that the market seems to be weathering the storm lately?
Well, I agree with the statement and the analysis. The market, yeah, it is weathering the storm. It's the 3 weeks prior to this week, the market was up and up significantly. And if you look historically, it's not down that much. My concern is that, you know, how much longer can this continue, right? You have input costs that are very high, whether you're talking about diesel fuel and transportation, all the energy costs. You know, as an example, Ukraine sunflower, they're the biggest producers of sunflower oil. That's up 47%. And I mean, you just go down the line, right? Used vehicles up 35% and so on. And so how much longer can we continue? And then you couple that with the Fed talking about increasing rates by 50 basis points. You know, some of these things lag. So that's some of my concern. Right now, the market has been resilient. I agree. But for how much longer can we continue this? As I said, I think it's kind of painted into a corner where, so the Fed raises rates, you know, going forward, you know, if you go back to the 81, which was the last time these rates were, inflation was this high, we ever experienced this, you know, Volcker, who was the Fed chairman then, he kind of did a rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And we know what rates were back then. They're not doing that right now. So really, nobody knows is the real answer, but we're going to see what starts to happen as they start to increase rates. I do have some concerns, and I would say it's not a bad idea to get somewhat defensive in your portfolios.
Volcker raised rates to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
yeah.
That's crazy world. What do you make of bonds then as a sort of harbor?
You know, that's a great question because it's been problematic because year over year, year to date, if you look at the aggregate bond index, it's correlated with the market. It's down 6-7%. And so, you know, I'm sure a lot of individuals out there saying, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm 40% of my portfolio is in bonds and they're going down too with the stock. So, you know, that's, and if interest rates continue to go up, you know, it's that seesaw effect. It's an inverse relationship. Bonds will continue to go down. They've been clobbered. So I would just say for those of you, you know, maybe look at some uncorrelated assets. You know, you could look at some, I've said it before, maybe a small portion. Anytime we talk about things, again, in small portions, these are not large moves. But, you know, gold is an example. You can put a small percentage in gold or some type of commodities. Those things can be added to the portfolio if you want to do certain sectors that you think are a little more protective. I mean, if you look at you know, the value versus growth year to date, and you can buy an index fund, an individual could have more value in their portfolio. Value is positive year to date. Growth is down 10-12%. So, you know, these are things that we can look at doing in our portfolios to say, look, I'm not abandoning this, but maybe I'm going to, you know, around the edges, I'm going to make some adjustments to be a little more defensive in this type of environment.
For people who have to take distributions, who have to be liquidating some of their assets these days, either because it's required or they just need the funds, this is a hard time to watch the markets give them to lose value. But for people mm-hmm. whose horizon is long enough, mm-hmm. you're buying at a discount maybe right now. I wonder what the... When are we going to get out of this morass? I wonder what the horizon is for people. Like, if you can just be patient and hang on, someday you'll look back at this and say, I'm glad I was dollar cost averaging. I wonder when we get out of jail here, Tom.
Well, you know, you made the biggest point there that you made was the time. How much time? For those of you that are looking at 10 years or more before you're going to touch your investments, I don't want to say don't have any concern. You know, but I wouldn't be that concerned about this type of market. For those of you that need the funds, you know, you never want to be pulling money out of a trough. But again, historically, we can look at things. Even if you look back where the transition happened from the Carter to the Reagan administration, when inflation was, you know, where we're talking about today, for consecutive years, there was only a couple of years over a six-year period or so the market was down, and it wasn't down that much. So the market still was up in those years. right? 81, I think it was down, but it was up in 80. It was up in 82, 83, and we know what happened after that. During Carter's years, when inflation was very high, there was one down year during his presidency. That's it. So for some perspective, and so this we'll get out of this. I agree with you. It'll happen.
NASDAQ's sure taking a beating, though, isn't it? It seemed like a lot of the stocks that were just golden 2 years ago and 1 year ago and 6 months ago aren't such sure bets right now.
Well, I think to a certain extent, the quality ones, right? There are some that were overinflated. I get it. But, you know, the growth and the higher growth ones with the higher multiples because of interest rates, because of inflation, their valuations are coming down. But I think there's an overreaction. I do, to a certain extent. And I think there's some buying opportunities with individual stocks there, right? And so I agree with what you're saying. Yes, they've been hit, and that's why. And again, I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. I mean, if you think about it, we're looking at the 10-year at 2.6%, and that's why I say overreaction. I mean, it's 2.6%, right? So there needs to be a little bit of perspective. And I think that's not uncommon for the market to overreact, and then you see where it'll come back. So I think there's some buying opportunities in some of these tech stocks.
What do you think about just cash and taking your hits with inflation a little bit? I don't like that option either, but are people contemplating that?
Well, as we've said before, it's the old adage of, the return of my principal instead of return on my principal. You want to preserve principal. I don't disagree with that on a portion of it. Again, if you want to say, look, I'm going to take some cash and be on the sidelines. But what it always comes back to in any of these things, whether you say, look, I'm going out of the market, my next question always is, okay, so now what? What's your plan? How do you enter the market? What's your buy signal? What's your signal to get back in? And do you have a plan? So I'm not averse to your idea of having some cash. But again, you have to be very careful. It's always, these are not major moves you make if you want to raise some, but be ready to, so you have that dry powder. You want to have a plan. When are you going to use it?
Tom Fortino is on WGN Radio with our friend Elise Glink, who you also hear here on the Wintrust Business Lunch Sunday mornings at 6:30. Suppose the two of you will be chatting along these lines a little bit on Sunday morning again, huh, Tom?
Well, there's never a shortage of these things. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a bad thing, Tom. That's a bad thing.
Boring is good, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's the good thing is that there's somebody like you and Elise to help us sort through it all. Tom is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. You can visit alphawealthgroup.com. That's Tom Fortino's place. Nice to talk to you, Tom. Thanks for your time today.
Right, you too. Thanks a lot, John. You take care.
Stay well. It's 11:57 on WGN. Radio news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then the Wintrust Business Lunch comes your way. We had a moment on the speed joke segment at 10:38 today, and I think it